This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump says he's not guilty of the charges against him, calling it persecution.
This is a very sad day for America.
He's accused of trying to overturn the results of his 2020 election loss. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Donald Trump has answered for the first time to federal charges that accuse him of orchestrating a failed attempt to block the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Trump appeared in a Washington federal courthouse 2 days after being indicted on 4 felony counts. The charges accuse him of trying to subvert the will of the voters and undo his election loss in the days before January 6, 2021, when supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol in a violent and bloody clash with law enforcement. Trump is facing charges that include conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruct Congress's certification of President Biden's victory.
Next court date in this case, August 28th. The judge will send a tentative trial date. Now to the border, an appeals court is allowing asylum restrictions to stay in place for now.
The decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is a major win for the administration's efforts to maintain order along the U.S.-Mexico border. The new rule makes it extremely difficult for people to be granted asylum unless they first seek protection in a country they're traveling through on their way to the U.S. or apply online. A lower court had found the policy illegal and ordered the government to end its use by this coming Monday. The policy is being challenged by rights groups who say migrants forced to remain in northern Mexico are being endangered. I'm Norman Hall.
The National Weather Service is warning that oppressive heat and humidity is still hanging over much of the South. It's going to be 101 in Greenville, Mississippi today. Gas is $3.83 a gallon, 10 cents higher than a week ago, says the AAA. This is AP News. We're waiting to hear about jobs.
The government releases its latest jobs report this morning. Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that the U.S. economy generated some 200,000 jobs in July. That would be the fewest since December 2020, but still a healthy number, and a sign that the U.S. labor market remains sturdy despite higher interest rates. The unemployment rate for July is expected to have stayed at 3.6%, close to a half-century low. Increasingly, economists are expressing confidence that the Federal Reserve can raise interest rates just enough to rein in rising prices without tipping the U.S. economy into a recession. Donna Warder, Washington.
The United Arab Emirates has approved the release of the Barbie movie after a delay of over a month over possible content issues. They didn't explain the screening delay, which has also occurred in other Arab nations. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.